Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Today's topic is all about structure. I think this is an important topic, especially for those of you like myself who have worked a job for many, many years. And so what do I mean by structure? Structure is really systems and processes that you follow day by day in, for instance, a job or your business. Basically, a business is nothing more than a series or a set of systems. And when we have a job, you know, we are told pretty much everything we need when it comes to doing the job itself. That is considered structure. So, for instance, you get told what time to come to work, what time to go to lunch, what time to go home. And obviously, you know, many variations of this, but basically you're given structure to follow when it comes to performing whatever the job is that you are doing. So that structure consists of systems, and systems are nothing more than processes that you repeat over and over again. Maybe you get the same result, maybe you get a different result. It just depends on the job. So when I'm talking about structure, it's basically what you do in any given situation, again, whether it's your business or a job. Now, I am the type of person that flounders without structure. I need structure. And I never realized this more than when I quit my job and came home and started my VA business. There was no structure there. There was no structure there. In other words, what time should I go to work? And what time should I take lunch? And what time should I quit? And, you know, what tools am I supposed to be using? And so there was so much that I didn't know. And the thing with starting your own business is you have to put the structure in place. And if you have a faulty structure, you're going to have a faulty business. The structure is what creates the foundation of a business. So think of a house. If you have a faulty foundation and a big wind comes through, your house falls over because it's not based on a solid foundation, right? Same thing with a business. So if you're somebody who is floundering right now trying to get your business up and going, you might realize that it has something to do with the lack of structure that you are so used to when you are working for somebody else. They provide the structure and systems for you to do what it is that you do. When you start your own business, there's no structure, there's no systems. You have to put the ones in place that work for you. Now, there are a lot of systems out there for a number of different things, and you can take those systems and tweak them to fit what it is that you're doing. There is no one-size-fits-all business, especially in this industry, the VA industry. They're all different. And the beauty to systems is that they can be tailored to what it is that you need. So structure is so, so important for a successful long-term business. Now, you could throw together some things and be a freelancer, nothing wrong with that. But if you're looking for long-term success and to be able to quit your soul-sucking job, you're going to need to make sure that you have a solid structure and foundation in place. Now, what does that mean to you if you're starting a VA business? This is what my getting started training is all about. It is a system. It is a structure. It is a set of workflows for you to be able to take, tweak, and implement in your business. So I'm giving you a structure to start with. This is something that I didn't have. And the structure that I built was built over a series of years through trial and error and what works best. Luckily, I have a project management background, so I leaned on that to create the systems and structure that I teach today. I do see a lot of people that come to me and say, well, I invested in this VA course and it was nothing but information. There was no structure or no systems to it. If you're going to invest in training, please be sure it's not just a bunch of information. It's great to have information, but then what do you do with it?
You've got to have some kind of structure, workflow, system to be able to take what they teach you and implement it. If they're not teaching you structure, what are you going to do with that information? It's great to know, but at the end of the day, is it going to make you money? So make sure, if you're investing in any type of training, that it includes the structure, the systems, the workflows for what it is that you need for whatever type of business you're building. Structure is so important. So maybe take a look. Do you have the structure that you need in your business? Now, what do I mean? Let me give you a real world example. For instance, do you have a business policies document? A business policies document tells your clients how you run your business, because when you start your business, there's no structure. The business policies document helps you start to build the structure around how you want to run your business. What do I mean by that? Was what time do you work? What time are you available for calls? Do you charge a rush fee? What do you do when you go on vacation? How quickly do you turn work around? What tools do you use? All of that creates the structure. Plus, it creates boundaries as well. Another system slash structure would be, how do you onboard clients, or how do you fire clients? This is the information I also talk about in my free training vault. It is structured to give you information that you can use in your own business with real world examples. So that's really it today. Structure. Structure is so important. If you're somebody who is thriving without structure, you know, God bless you. I am not one of those people. I need to have that structure and foundation in place in order for me to thrive and to be successful. Just realize that when you start anything new, there's no structure unless you buy training or buy a kit that gives you the bare bones framing of the business that you need. And that's what I give you in my Getting Started training. And you can also get a taste of that in my free training vault. So make sure, if you're going to invest, that you get the systems, workflow, and structure you need that you'll be able to take and implement in your own business, not just a bunch of information. Okay. That's enough for today. I hope you enjoyed this. I'd love to hear from you if you're someone like me that needs structure to thrive and survive. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe and share it with anybody else you think would find it of value. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.